All right. Last week we were focusing on the chiyuv to love, to have ava for your wife. We spoke that ava is not for what we get. It's other ava by caring and by giving that creates more ava. The mashal will be the ava to one's children. The love that one has to one's children is not dependent on what he's getting from the children. It's a natural love that it's developed by giving. A person adopts a child, the love that comes to that child is you know just as great as a child that's born naturally from them. Just two things that point out that we didn't point out last week. First of all, you know, one should be careful not only to be concerned with being mechazik, one's ava for his wife when things are not going so well. Let's say there's a machlokas, or things aren't at a going very well. So a person tries to do things to increase the ava and show his ava for his wife. But additionally, it's good to point out that a person should take advantage of when things are going very well, not to just let them, you know, glide. If things are going very well and it makes them go even better and even better, and there's no limit, a person makes it better. You know, when things are going well, that's a time to buy a present, not just, you know, or a small gift, not just when there's a problem. You know, that's very important, because if a person would be mechazik the relationship when it's going well, and that's easier to be mechazik because there's no friction. So then it could bring up the relationship to a higher level. If I can't, maybe thereby avoiding even a future fallout. Perhaps some of the fallouts happen because it's gliding, and then the glide is over and traps. The person would pick it up, strengthen it. Could be he would avoid even the problems later. Another thing to point out is obviously the thing that's ma'akev, a person's ava, is when a person has tainus. When a person has hard feelings against his wife, a person is walking around with tainus against his wife, so that obviously it's hard for a person to have that ava. Even with parents and children, sometimes it could really affect a parent's ava when they're carrying tremendous load against their own children. So it's important for a person to not just ignore it and not just walk around his marriage, you know, swallowing the tainus. You know, a person thinks he's the tzaddik, you know, walk around with tainus on his wife, I'm not going to say anything yet, but you're hurting your wife because she'll feel that the ava is not there, or not as much as it should be. And it says, don't hate your friend in your heart. So give him mussar. So obviously a person has to use his intelligence, but a person shouldn't ignore his tightness if it's affecting his relationship, if it's affecting his ava. He should speak to his wife. Maybe he should speak to someone else first if it's a more serious issue that he doesn't know how to go about doing it. But it's something that should be taken care of, not just ignored. He's not a tzaddik. It's not called mechila. You're not being meichel when you're walking around with tainus. It's not called mechila. You can be meichel someone, like we learned from the chida. It's gevaldik madrega. A person should be meichel his wife. But if you're not meichel and you're just not saying anything, you're just swallowing it, then you're just doing damage to the marriage. You're not helping the marriage. Okay. Now I'd like to talk about another very important. We said the two aspects that make a husband. Everything we've spoken about in all this year until now, except for last week, was more of a taking away the negative, sur meira. And I say to you the two aspects. We said ava and kavod. So ava we touched on last week, and today we'll speak about kavod. The Rambam says, actually kavod first. V'chein tzivuch ha-cham she'adam mechabed es ishtai, cham or mitzav, the person should honor his wife, yoyser migufo, more than his own self. Va'ayava, and you shall love her, kigufai, like himself. That's a very big job. The Rambam says a person that should honor his wife more than himself. And this is a very, very important nekuda in marriage, and it could hurt many marriages. A person has to give his wife proper kavod. They say over, I'm not sure who it was, from a very big Baal Musa, I think it was, that told his daughter, before she got married, that make sure to treat your husband like a king. So if you treat your husband like a king, then he'll in return treat you like a queen. And same thing is the opposite. That the way a person treats his wife affects how his wife treats him. If a person doesn't treat his wife with proper kavod, then even though he's so chashev and he's such a great guy, it might affect the way his wife treats him. Many times it could happen in a marriage. A person says, "I'm such a chashev person. I'm such a chashev person. I'm tamu chacham. I'm such a chashev person," and the wife doesn't treat me with proper kavod. And many times the problem lies in the fact that the way he's treating his wife. My wife's not tamu chacham. Respect her. So, and he's not going to get the kavod unless he treats his wife. Of course, that's not why we're doing it, but it's kedai to know that. It's very interesting, because in kavod of the wife, the Rambam doesn't set any guidelines. By the other place of kavod in family relationship is kavod avein. Kavod avein. There, the halachas set forth, standing up. The Gemara says different halachas that are required kavod avein. By a wife, it doesn't say these guidelines. Now, first of all, even by a parent, it's obvious that when the Torah says all the when the Gemara and Chazal tells all the halachas of kivud ve'im, they're not limited to these halachas. A person says, "I give my parents a lot of respect. I stand up for them. I don't contradict them." But let's say inside, let's say it's clear that he doesn't really have respect for them. Let's say it's clear he doesn't really have respect for them. So he's not really being mekayim the spirit of the Torah. The Torah wants you to respect your parents. The way the guidance the Torah gives is these halachas. But behind that, obviously, is because the Torah wants parents to have kavod. And a person can mekayim all the halachas of kiravim, it's really like Gemara and Kiddushin. A person can mekayim all the halachas of kiravim, but with the wrong spirit, the wrong, you know, wrong feelings, without the feelings, and he's not really fulfilling kivud avein. And here it doesn't give us exactly how to do it, but we have to figure out ourselves. A person, there's no guidelines, but a person has to give his wife the proper respect. There is no din to stand up for his wife, but a person has to give his wife proper respect. One could ask, how is this possible? A person should give his wife proper respect. Bishleim, a love, we said, is not dependent on how what the person gives you and what where the person stands. Ava is dependent on your giving and your caring. But kavod, charet, depends on how chashev the person is. If the person is very chashev, no, more kavod. The wife is a big rabbitzin, more kavod. She's not so chashev. She's not such a tzaddikus, so less kavod. But there's no distinction in halacha. A person is mechuyav to honor his wife more than himself, which is a very big responsibility and a very difficult task if a person should, chas v'shalom, not see the kavod of his wife naturally. So I want to focus on two important midos. Really, this whole Shalom Bayis shiurim, the whole Shalom Bayis series is really not really just Shalom Bayis. It's really midos, like we started off with. And two important midos which are connected in terms of a person developing kavod ishtei. First of all, the midah of ayin type. A person has to have an ayin type. Ayin type is a person that focuses on the type, not someone who focuses on the bad. You see different people. Some people look at other people in a positive light. Oh, such a good person. Oh, yeah, he makes some mistakes, but you know, he really means well. And other people are always looking critically at other people. If you see someone with an ayin ra, see someone that's very critical of others, you know, then you have to be nervous. There's a problem. And the way a person perceives his wife is very much dependent on whether he has an ayin type or ayin ra. The person has an ayin type, he learns to focus, a person that can develop an ayin type, to focus on his wife's milas, on the positive aspects of his wife, the things she does well, her milas, as opposed to focusing on her chisroinus. We're not supposed to focus on our chisroinus, we're supposed to focus on our milas. So it's very important. A person spoke about giving musr to a person's wife. It's a very, very dangerous topic, because by giving musr to a person's wife, unless it's done in a very intelligent way, he's definitely taking a risk of hurting the kavod ishtei. Because if he's criticizing her, oh, you know, you should be more careful about this. Oh, you shouldn't really speak so much lashon hara. You shouldn't do this, shouldn't do that. If you're coming across too much like that, then you're basically saying that you have a lot of chesronos, and you're criticizing her. So you're hurting her feelings, she has to feel that she's honored by her husband. She has to feel chashiv. She has to feel chashiv that her husband is machshav her. And the more you criticize, the more you give musar, the more you could very much damage the covet of a person's wife. So a person has to use a lot of chachma, be very careful how he does it. If there's something to fix, he has to be very careful not to do it in a critical way. He has to focus on the positive of his wife. And yet, in his own mind, the person has to focus on the positive. It's very easy for a person to judge. You know, a lot of people are very good at, we're good at judging other people. Oh, you know, she doesn't do this. She wastes time. She does this. She speaks lashon hara. Very easy to judge other people. And our own chesroness, many times we're not able to see. Person, before he starts looking at his wife's chesroness, he should look at himself first and look at his own chesroness. I'm not perfect either. I have my other chesroness. Maybe my chesroness are in different areas. Maybe my chesroness is in my learning, my bittul Torah. So she's not responsible for Torah. Probably she's doing a lot better. Probably almost everyone's wife is doing a lot better than themselves, because a man is so many chiyuvim. The wives are really basically fulfill their chiyuvim, and a lot of the tainus are on things that are not really al pi halach, not even halacha. She should be doing more of this, doing more chesed, more davening, things that are not there, even not obligated in. And most husbands, especially the ones that are walking around with tainas, don't fulfill their own chiyuvim, they don't fulfill their amount of lima taira, and chances are the wife stands in a much better place than they do. It's very, very, very important for a person to focus on the positives of his wife and not be critical. And treat his wife with respect. Treat his wife with respect if his wife does something good. To compliment, and his own, not only an expression, which we'll talk about, but now I'm discussing in a person's own mind, in a person's own eyes. Because again, if a person doesn't develop inner feelings of something, and it's just a show, it's just a fake, his wife is going to be able to sense it. A person has to develop the inner feelings of covet, inner feelings of ava for his wife. The other important area, which a person has to, which everyone has to work on, is akara satayv. I think akara satayv is very much connected to kavod. That if a person really appreciates what his wife does for him, that automatically demands a certain amount of kavod. And perhaps a raya from the mitzvah of kibbutz ava'im. The mitzvah of kibbutz ava'im, which is a mitzvah of kavod, the shayrish of the mitzvah, the chinuch says, the mitzvah lamed gimel, is akara satayv. And he says, Mishar shei mitzvah zu, the root of this mitzvah, shiroi loy la'adam, it's fitting for a person, sheyakir v'yigmal chesed, he should recognize and do chesed, l'misha asa imay taiva, to the one that did a taiva to him, v'lo yei novel, he shouldn't be disgusting, u'menachar, menachar, v'kafei taiva. He says it's disgusting when a person is not makar taiv. People think that makar taiv means saying thank you, showing appreciation. That's not really what makar taiv means. That's just the expression, that's just the manifestation of akara satayv. Literally, akara satayv means recognizing the good. A person recognizes the good. When a person recognizes the good, then a person will automatically want to show gratitude. The reason why people don't say thank you is not because they forget. It happens sometimes. But why do they forget? Why don't they say thank you? Because they don't really appreciate the good that's done to them. The mitzvah of akara satayv literally means it's the recognition of the good that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that someone does to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us. And a person has to be, this is a very big inyan for a person to work on a marriage, that a person should properly appreciate, recognize the good that his wife does for him. You know, a person's wife does so much for him, and many ways a lot more than he does for her. You know, all the responsibilities of the house fall on the wife. She's doing the laundry, and you don't even see it. You come home, you know, your laundry's in your drawer. Your laundry's hanging in your closet. And how do we properly appreciate it? Do we properly say thank you? And a person says, well, why should I say thank you for doing the laundry? Why should I say thank you for making supper? I mean, a wife that doesn't make supper, a wife that doesn't cook, a wife that doesn't laundry, so what is she? That's her job, that's her responsibility. I should be thanking her for this? This is something that I should be a big deal, that I should have such appreciation for? I have to say thank you. But this is something I should have real appreciation for? And 100% yes. And sometimes you'll realize, you know, I know for myself. Oh, you go out and you'll shovel the walkway, you'll mow the lawn, and you come inside. You expect like a big thank you, you know. why are you expecting a thank you? You know, why do you expect a thank you? Because when you do something, no matter what, no matter whether it's responsibility or not, Lamaisa, you feel, when you do something, you feel, should we thank? Because Lamaisa took effort. And our wives deserve that thank you a lot, and a lot more times over for all the things they do for us, all the things they do in the house the whole day. And we're not watching it. A person has to show appreciation for that. A person should find a way of showing appreciation in a very thoughtful way. Make it, write a note, thank you for doing laundry one day. Just show that he recognizes and appreciates everything that his wife does for him. And that automatically is machayiv, a certain amount of kavod. When you're indebted to someone, when you appreciate what someone's doing for you, automatically you treat the person with a certain respect. Gemara says, Nivamas.
I saw the Shabbos that they bring down that when you have dochen, it's not like you have to say shkoyach. So really bring down that you have a chiyah, even though they're mechoyed to dochen, still you have to say thank you, even though they're mechoyed to do it.
Very good. Very good. David pointed out there's a lot that we have to give a yashakayach to the kohanim, even though that's a chiyah to bless us. And it's a gemara Yevamos that we quoted earlier, that the gemara says that Rav Chiya, when his wife gave him a lot of paint, and it says when he found something, he would wrap it in a napkin and he'd bring it to her. Again, showing thoughtfulness. You're somewhere else and you're thinking about his wife. So Rav said, "What are you doing? She gives you so much pain." Not sure the pshat on the question, but she said back, "Dayenu, it's enough. Shemagavlis panenu, that they raise our children, matzilais aysanu menachei, and they save us from avera." Rashi says from bad thoughts. It's enough that they raise our children and they save us from chet. And Rav Chiya is teaching us a very important thing, that here he has a wife that's giving him a lot of pain. Any wife could be, is megadol. This is something that any wife does. Is megadol the children. She gives children. She's also that's something that a person can never finish makratai for. He's megadol spanei matzilenas machet. She saves us from chet. This is so what? So any wife could do that. But look how much pain. This is all he had to say about his life. You know, it's all he had to say about his life. This is what she does. You know, and yet he still had tremendous hakaras hatayv that he did this for his wife. It could be he was teaching. Rav that it's not enough just to do things. It's not just enough to do things for your wife because you feel the responsibility, you feel the care, you have that ava, the unconditional ava that you can have for a wife. A person can have unconditional ava for his wife no matter how much pain she gives him. But not only that, a person has to treat his wife with the kavod. So besides the ava, he's also saying that I'm doing it, and she'll know that I'm not just doing it because, oh, you're my child, I'm responsible for you. Here, I brought this back from the bris. Here's a bagel. He also did it full of kavod, full of hakaras hatayv. Here's this bagel, you deserve it. Here, you deserve it. You do so much for me. That's what Rav Chiya was saying. Besides just giving to his wife, you have to give out of hakaras hatayv. You have to give, giving her, making her feel good, making her feel chashuv. Person appreciates what his wife does for him. That's a tremendous kiyum of kavod ishtei. All right. I'd just like to finish the Rambam. We spent the Rambam talks about loving a person's wife like himself, and honoring his wife more than himself, which we discussed the past 2 weeks. Let's just continue with the Rambam. The Rambam again is the end of Perek Tesvav and Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam says, "V'miyesh l'mamon, if he has money, marbe b'teivasa kefi amamon, he should increase in her benefit for her benefit according to his money." So, talk a little bit about money. The person has to be generous with one's wife. And actually many shalom bayis problems that are caused by such a silly thing called money. Getting fights with one's wife over spending too much money, credit card bill is too high. So first of all, it's not a good midah for a person to be stingy. Obviously, if a lady is throwing out money, so there's something to be, has to be worked on, has to be done, dealt with in a proper way. A person maybe should consult with somebody, But I'm not talking about an extreme case. But in general, a person should not be stingy. A person should not be stingy over his money. We should not have any goals in amassing a certain amount of money. Money is a means. Of course, we should save money. We have to be practical. But money should not be something so important to us. There are people that, you know, there's some people, if you tell them that you're in a car accident, so this person tells his parent, I was in a car accident, their first reaction is everything okay? And they say, yeah, but there's a lot of damage. And the parent says, who cares about that's just money. That's just money, that's not important. And the other people, they're very concerned with money. Money is a priority by them. Money should not be a priority in our lives. It's against the hashkafa of Torah. The money is something that we need to live on, but in itself is not of value. And a person should learn to be generous. A person should be generous with his money, and a person should be very generous with his wife. Pasuk says, Toiv ayin hu yivarech. A person who's generous, Hashem blesses him. If a person is generous with his money, that's a source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving him more money. A person's tight with his money, so he doesn't have that bracha. And the Gemara in Saita, the whole Gemara that talks about the how bad it is for a person to be stingy. How terrible it is for a person to be stingy with his money. So a person has to be careful, a person has to work on not to be stingy over his money, and a person should want his wife to enjoy the money as long as it's, you know, in a normal fashion. And number two, there could be some people that it's a power issue. They use money as a way of controlling their wife. You know, they want to have control over her. They want to make sure they know what she's spending. Not only just because they care about the money, but they like the power shavuot. They brought in the money. It's their money. They like the power. So I don't have much to say. Just give it up. Shouldn't use money as a means of control over your wife. Yes, you worked for the money, but your wife's also working. And trust me, if you stay home with your kids all day, you probably would prefer to go back to work the next day. You know, they also have a tremendous job, and your job is to make the money. But they have full rights. You should allow them and encourage them to spend, you know, in modest, you know, normal proportion. Also have to point out that a lot of problems come, the husband feels that the lady spends too much. A lot of it is because he's looking through his own perspective. B'chol, the nature of a man is very much different than a wife. And this is one of the most important fundamental things in Shalom Bayis, is just being aware that there's tremendous differences between a husband and a wife, and not to compare yourself to your wife. For example, ladies like shopping. Most ladies like shopping. Now, a man is a very hard time. Most men, a lot of men, don't like shopping. A lady can go shopping for 2 hours. That's like her, let's go on a trip, let's go to the mall. Spend 2 hours there. You know, that's our fun thing to do when we evolve. Let's go to the mall and go shopping. We'll be there for 2-3 hours. They find maybe one, maybe two. If they find two, then they're really happy. Find two outfits. Two items, and they come home very happy. What a great day! We got a good boy. That's the ladies. Their tchunas and nefesh is different. We don't understand, you know, what they enjoy in looking around at different stores and shopping, and spending all that time shopping. But they enjoy it. They probably don't understand, you know, the enjoyment in playing football either, or playing basketball. But there's a difference between men and ladies, and therefore a lot of the problems in Shalom Bayis Bachlal, just to go off for a second, you know, come because the husband doesn't understand that a lady is different than him. You should never judge your wife. You should never judge your wife by the way you see things. You should try to understand the way she sees things. Many times people waste so much time and cause so much unbiased problems trying to convince their wife, try to influence their wife that clothing's not important. They try to influence their wives on certain things, and it's just because instead of influencing their wife, they should be influencing themselves. They should try to work on understanding where their wife is coming from. They don't have to understand. They can just see, wow, they like this. This is important to them. I have to be careful. It's not important to me. But I have to be careful to treat them with respect. And if it's important to them, if they want the house to look a certain way, they thought, oh, the house looks terrible, we need a paint job. You think the house looks great? Come on, it's so much better than the dorms. I mean, come on. Like, is it just a different attitude? But you have to be sensitive. You can't convince them it's not important. It doesn't work. You just cause machlokes and you just make them feel bad. Oh, it's not important. Gosh, this is not. To them it is important, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them. And it should be important to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to take care of the house. If they didn't care about Gashmias, they wouldn't take care of the house properly. They wouldn't take care of the children properly. That's what Hashem wants. And that's why Hashem created them. And a person has to learn to understand them before quickly trying to convince them or judging them on that. So the Chlal was spending money. You know, a lot of things. A lady wants to spend money on clothing. So she wants her kids, she wants herself, she dresses a certain way. So you can understand, like, why are you wasting all this money on such things? You have to understand that it's important to them. And if you realize it's important to them, you know, you're not so quick to jump down their throat. I mean, you'll say, oh, I know it's important to you, but you have to control yourself. You have to control yourself. You know, depends on what you're angling. If you're saying you have to control yourself because, you know, it's a waste of money, it's taiva, don't give in to all your gashmias, all your desires. You know what I mean? It's easy for you to say. Do you give up your steak? Do you give up your hot dogs? I mean, you give up your thing so quickly? Just because it's very easy to tell someone else to give up something that's not important to you. You know, but yet you don't give up anything that's important to yourself. You know? So if a person does have to, a person has to be very sensitive, and a person should want his wife to be happy with her, with, you know, gashmias, and have the things that she needs to buy. If there is a money issue, and he has to, you know, tell her that we can't spend so much, so it has to be done with extreme sensitivity, understanding that if I cared, I wish you can buy everything, I wish we could, but you know, we can't spend everything because we're a little tight right now. The Gemara says in the Darm that Rekiva was very poor. And Rav Akiva told his wife that if I had the money, I'd give you Yehavali Ramina Lach Yushalayim Dedava. If I had the money, I would give you a golden Yushalayim. There's a special ornament that looked like the, I guess, the walls, or I'm not sure, of Yushalayim. It was a very expensive ornament. And Rav Akiva said, if I have the money, I would love to buy that for you. That has to be the attitude. If we had the money, I want you to have everything. If sometimes it has to be, you know, limitations, so it's with sensitivity, not to knock, oh, it's not important. It shouldn't even upset you. It shouldn't even bother you that you can't buy this. That's not the way to treat someone, you know. And, you know, and a person has to realize that a lot of it depends on how his wife grew up. If a wife grew up, you know, that's usually the way it works. If a wife grew up with a certain amount of money and a certain amount of clothing, that's what she always wants to have. And you know, even in halacha, hilchos staka, if a person's an asher and a person's a rich person, a person loses his money. So the halacha is you have to give him according to what he's used to. You don't say, okay, meat's not important, wine's not important, it's gashmis, get over it. Fakirat, halacha says you have to continue to give him what he's used to. Because for a person to lose out from what he's used to is very infringing on the, very inflicting on the person feels that he's very limited, the person feels very upset, it's very hard for a person to deal with it. So a person has to be very sensitive to his wife's needs and what his wife feel, what's important to her, and be very careful before a person, you know, knocks or puts down, you know, what's important to her. And the last issue in terms of money, just like to mention, is that lack of money, if money is tight, it can cause a lot of stress. Money can cause stress in the home. Forget on an issue just in terms of she's spending too much money. But just the fact that there's, let's say she's not a big spender, but she's not spending money, a lot of money, but if there's lack of money in the house, it causes stress. And any stress that's in the house causes shalom bayis problems. Because if you're under stress even from work, and you bring it into the house, you're not going to treat your wife and kids the same way. If you're under stress. And if there's stress from money, it also can cause stress on the marriage. And the person should be careful not to try to himself, not you know, try to be relaxed about it. Try not to make it a big issue. You know, the issue is there. It doesn't help to be stressed out over it. It doesn't help to make your wife stressed out about it. The person doesn't have to tell his wife every time, you know, if a person lets his nervous, he's going to lose his job. He doesn't have to tell his wife about it. You don't have to get your wife nervous. Once heard that a woman is a, you know, someone made a joke that a woman is a contraction of two words, worry and man. A lady's nature is to worry. A lady's nature is to get more stressed out over these things. So don't have to tell her everything. Many times it's not a good, a lot of times it's probably better that the husband should be taking care of the money in the house and paying the bills and taking care of everything. Because if a lady sees everything, she gets very nervous. She'll get very nervous if it's very tight. She'll get nervous. It's better maybe the man takes care of it, because he doesn't have to, he won't tell her that they're tight, they're very tight. He doesn't have to tell her. He has to tell her because, she has to cut down spending. So I'll have to tell her, but in a nice way. Don't bring that stress. Try not to bring that stress of money or really any stress into the house and that will end up bringing into the marriage. Let's continue in the Rambam. That's talking about money. The Rambam also says, the Rambam continues, V'layatola ema yisera, you should not put extra fear on her. You should not put too much fear on her. So, it's mashma the Rambam that a little bit of ema is okay. We discussed a little bit. The Rambam says you should not put too much fear on her. She should not be afraid of you. And v'yedivura ema benachas, you should speak with her softly. This is an important thing, that a person should speak softly. And speech, the way a person speaks influences his feelings. If a person is angry, or a person is upset, and a person talks softly, it calms him down. It helps him stay calm. And it's very important, b'chlal, for a person to stay calm. It's very, it's very easy. A person gets very, some people by nature stay more calm, other people are very uptight. A person should try to stay calm. Happens a lot of times that a person is waiting for his wife. They have to go somewhere, and they're waiting for his wife. His wife going to a wedding, and his wife is getting ready, and she's taking too long. Right, it takes you 3 minutes to find your suit. What's the big deal? Takes her some time, and you're waiting for her, and you get all tense. You're gonna miss the chuppah. We're gonna get stuck in traffic. Calm down. So you miss the chuppah. Is he your brother? Is he your sister? Chances are then you'll be leaving early. Is it so? You'll miss. Calm down. Doesn't help to get agitated. Doesn't help to get all nervous about it. Doesn't help to get all uptight about it. Doesn't help to get all excited. Just causes problems. Just causes machlokes. You just end up snapping at people. Just calm down. So you're late. Just accept the situation. So, a lot of times it helps to stay in your mind. Okay, I'll be happy if we get there by 9 o'clock. Even though it's like way over, you really, are scheduled to get there by 8 o'clock. But give yourself time in your own mind, mentally prepare. If we get there by, by 9 o'clock, then I'll be happy. Don't put so much pressure on yourself. Then you'll end up putting pressure on everyone else. A person should always try to, it's a very good midah for a person to work on, to always stay calm. It's not the end of the world. The Rambam continues, V'lo ye'atzav, a person should not be sad. V'lo ye'ragiz, a person should not be angry. Very important thing that a person, the way our mood is very much affects the mood of the house. If a person is sad, then it's gonna be very hard for his wife to be happy. And a lot of people before they get married, people think, oh, when I get married, then I'll be happy. I'm not happy now. When I get married, I'll be happy. It's a very big mistake, unless there's a very specific reason that's connected to marriage, which usually it isn't. It's usually like, I'm unhappy, whatever it is, he's a depressed type of guy. Oh, when I get married, I'll be happy. It's no shaykhus. He's just going to get married, and there'll be two depressed people, there'll be two sad people. Person has to work himself to be a happy person, and then he gets married, then he's married, and then he can make his wife also happy. You have to be able to stand on your own. A person has to be try to be happy in his house. Even if a person had a rough day at work, even if a person is upset about something, he doesn't have to come home. He can come home, and let him pretend. Pretend works. The outside influences the inside. Chitzonis mareres apnimis. It works. Come home happy. Come home. Don't tell her. You don't have to tell her all the things that happened at work. And this person said this thing. And this thing. This person said this. And you don't have to tell her you don't have to bring all that home. Come home. Try to clear everything that happened during the day. And come home and try to come home in a good mood. You come home, be in a good mood. You're happy to see your wife. You're happy to see your kids. Person has to create a happy atmosphere in the house. Person has to create a happy atmosphere in the house. One of the most important things for Shalom Bayis, for raising children. A person has to create a happy atmosphere. And it's up to the husband to create the atmosphere in the home. And, speaking about coming home, you know, a person comes home, so they say over. I once saw in Teller's book about Rav Shlomo Zalman that there was a person that was fasting, and Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, "You can't fast, because I know you fast. When you come home, what happens when you come home? You know, you're hungry, you're in a bad mood, you need your supper. So you can't fast if it's going to end up hurting your wife, it's going to end up hurting your kids. You know, it's not what Tawelas." And similarly, I heard over that Rav Shlomo Zalman used to, I think they said he himself, he used to eat something before he came home. He said, a cookie, a face. He used to eat something before he came home. You know, because if a person comes home hungry, so already he's like expecting supper has to be ready, he's hungry. A person's hungry, you know. Well, that's a person's hungry, he's in a bad mood. A person's hungry, he's in pain. He's in a bad mood, he's impatient. And a person should not come home hungry. Don't work on precious, you know, before your person says, well, I don't want to control myself from buying a snack now, I want to control myself till I get home. It's not kedai to work on precious, you know, and Shalom buys his expense, at other people's expense. Buy yourself a cookie, buy yourself a nice donut, buy yourself a nice drink, and come home in a good mood. That's more kedai. They say that, Senator Tishol on the tender, going back from the mirror, a lot of people eat cookies, and they say they're eating Shalom Zalman cookies. A good excuse to eat cookie. You know, they don't want to, you know, I'm not into taivas, I'm not into gashmir. But Shlomo Zalman cookies, a person should come home in a good mood. You know, another nakuda when a person comes home, a person should not, a lot of things have to do with what a person expects. If a person always expects the house to be, you know, perfect, and supper's ready, and then comes home and things are flying, and things are not ready, so he gets upset, he gets disappointed, he gets annoyed. Person, before he walks in the door, let him expect the worst. Let him, you know, think that things will be flying. Kids are not in pajamas yet. Things are flying. Everyone's, you know, supper's not ready. Don't expect. Mentally prepare yourself for a difficult, you know, ready, prepared for a difficult situation. I know you had a hard day at work, but then you come home. You expect, you know, now I come home. It's time for me to sit down and relax. Your wife also had a hard day at work. She had a hard day working with her children. And a person should always make sure to come home in a good mood. A person should come home ready to help his wife. A person should come home ready to help his wife, you know, trying to prepare, to help your wife, you know, a few minutes, the beginning, help your wife. You know, and then afterwards, you should have, you know, be able to sit down and relax. And a person should realize that his wife also had a hard day. And don't come in the house, oh, it's such a hard day at work. Supper's not ready. Such a chutzpah, such a small-mindedness of person. The person's wife could be just as difficult, or a lot more difficult, dealing with the person's children, dealing with one's children, depending on the day. Your wife might have had a much more difficult day. One more big nakuda. This will be the last nakuda. I think that a person should not tell everything. Many people make a mistake. They share everything with their wife. A person should not share everything with their wife. We said already a few areas, a person should not share his own chesronos. A person should not share his chesronos with his wife. He shouldn't share all his failures with his wife because, you know, his wife will see that he's takadatsa chashav as she thought he was. You don't end up gaining by telling your wife your chesronos. You know, it's nice to be honest, but it's better not. You don't have to tell her, she didn't ask you. You don't have to tell her all your chesronos. You should not, a person should not come home and say Lashon Hara. Now, not even in Hilchos Lashon Hara, in Hilchos Shalom Bayis. It's not a good idea for a person to come home. He doesn't have to tell his wife everything bad that happened. This person said this to me. There's been this to me. First of all, ends up, his wife sometimes ends up strengthening it. She'll say, oh, how could he have done that? And it'll end up making it worse. It'll end up making it worse in your own eyes. And Stam Lashon Hara doesn't accomplish anything. It just brings evil. It just brings ra into the house. Just brings bad things into the house. It just makes the house more of an unhappy home where things are bad. You know, I mamish, this is a very important thing to me, that I mamish don't like to know. You know, I don't think any person should like to know everything that goes on around them. There are some people that like to know everything. They like to know, this person's in a machlokas with this person in the community, and this person's upset at him, and how much did this person pay for this house, and how much did he pay for his house? What do you need to know everyone else's business for? It's not a good sign of your happiness if you need to know everyone else's business. Why do you want everyone else's business? You want to know he's in the machlok. Why do you want to know all these things? Life is a much more beautiful place when you don't know all these things. You should not want to know everyone else's business. You should not be interested. If your wife starts telling you something she heard, I don't want to know. You should have something with your wife. I have a deal with my wife. I don't tell her thing. I don't tell her. She doesn't have to tell me. We don't have to everyone else's business is for sure something that we don't have to relate to our wife. If you feel you have to relay everything about yourself, you don't either. But to relay everything about everyone else to your wife, because you heard something, you have to tell her. Someone tells you a secret, you should tell your wife. Someone tells you something, even if it's not a secret. Someone tells you something private, doesn't always have to be told to your wife. It's not healthy for Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis, it's not healthy for for being a human being a healthy person. Being involved in everything that goes on. The house should not be a source of gossip. It should not be a source of finding out all the raid and all the information about everybody. The house should be a place that's just beautiful place of varm taivim, of good talk, of nice talk, and not stam gossiping. No, the Gemara says in the end of the bracha. The Gemara says in Saita that if there's shalom bayis between a husband and lady, so the Shekhinah resides in the house. A person wants to know how to bring down the Shekhinah into the world. A person has shalom bayis, and shalom bayis again is the most important thing. Should be the most important thing to a person in his life. A person has to have a priority for shalom bayis, and Meretz Hashem, we should all be zayicha to complete Shalom Bayis in our homes. We should have homes of happiness, which will come through Shalom Bayis. Our children, Meretz Hashem, should be tzaddikim, tamid chacham. That will come about through Shalom Bayis. And we will enjoy the benefits of Shalom Bayis in this world, and the Meretz Hashem will enjoy the benefits in the next world. Thank you.